Hey, I'm Tanner, but that's not my story to tell.
Hi, I'm Freddie, and I'm skipping the games.
And we're gay besties.
Yes, we're gay, which means we are sophisticated young men.
And we like big, black window panes. Window.
So, y'all, it is 2022.
The cock, I don't know. The year of the ox, I don't know. It's the year of the cock for me.
The cock. So today we have a little mini segment that was requested by a viewer, and then we have our main segment. Our mini segment would be us talking shit, really, on the people in 2021 that we fucking hated and we're not wanting to bring to 2022, or bitches that have already pissed us off in 2022.
Actually, let's give a shout out to the fan that requested this.
Yes.
It says Freddie at hotmail.com.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
That must be a new listener.
should I say your last? Everyone knows your name.
Know who I is. Know who I
be. Yeah, y'all.
So I'm gonna start off. If that's okay with you, or do you want to start off?
Well, actually, I wanted to,
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, I wanted to start doing maybe, like, a mini episodes where we take your guys' questions and, like, maybe read your stories and stuff.
Yes.
So, if you guys would, I have a Gmail. It's gaybestiespodcast@gmail.com. So, you can just send us anything if you have, like, a question or anything. Just make sure that, like, if you don't want your name read or anything, just, like, make sure to put that in there. So, I'm not like, oh.
Yeah, say
Monica has herpes and syphilis and she doesn't know how to do anything about it.
My well, first ex-friend of all, that had herpes.
Oh! Ah! That's that bitch.
But she lied and was like, I'm having heart problems.
I'm having heart problems.
And she was like, I'm just dying. I'm having heart problems. And I was like, what's wrong with your heart? I was like, I think I have the flu. She went to the doctor.
Bitch is overweight. She's like 400 pounds.
She tried to lie to me and was like, yeah, I was born with heart problems. I was like, bitch, you was born with a fatty liver with your fat. Ah!
But yeah, so if you would like send questions or anything, or I'm sure most of our viewers are just Freddie's friends, so just
send him as friends.
I have some of my friends listen to it, but my friends have like kids and like jobs and stuff. I'm not saying yours. I'm not saying that yeah, yours don't. But like mine are like they don't like that's not their jish, you know.
So you got white friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, if you would do that.
Is that his what again?
The email is gaybestiespodcast@gmail.com.
At Gmail.
Yes,
I'm surprised Gmail. You're using Gmail and yeah. Not Yahoo Mail.
Well, because I have so many Yahoo Mail emails that they wouldn't let me make anymore.
How do you know it was you?
You have to put in your phone number. They're like, damn, you be doing a lot of emails.
Is there for your accounting business? Is that where you got many? Sorry, it's not your story to tell.
It's not my story to tell. Yeah, we decided to change up our introductions a little bit since it's a new year, new me and shit. So, yeah,
actually,
let's
explain that real fast. Please explain where you got It's Not My Story to Tell.
Oh my god, so how do I do this without it sounding terrible?
Who gives a fuck?
So this dumb bitch, her name rhymes with Tater.
Her name is Taylor.
Her name's Taylor. Fuck that bucktooth bitch. Her and her man would literally, they'd fuck and leave used condoms on the floor, and then their kids would just be playing in their room, playing with the condoms.
Mommy, what's this?
Is this yogurt? Is this a go-gurt?
Oh, that's fucking gross. No, baby, it's your brothers and sisters.
Oh my god. But yeah, so before she actually cheated on her man with a guy from like Arkansas or Alabama.
No, I both think it was Arkansas.
I mean, they're probably inbred. So yeah. And he cheated on his wife with her. I mean, out of all the people, you cheat on your wife with that.
With that ugly bitch.
And
broken hair, ugly ass, stink breath, no ass or titty.
Yeah.
Ass
and bitch. That guy's like a huge Trump supporter. Huge. Well, was because he's dead because he killed himself. because of Taylor. No, he's a terrible person. He had like TikToks of like rebel flags and probably saying the N-word. And she commented on one of his TikToks, something like cute or whatever. And I was like, oh, didn't he kill himself and his wife? And she said, that's not my story to tell.
Fucking silly bitch. She should have went to jail.
She definitely.
Because he was cheating on his wife with her, mm-hmm. and then he wanted to be with her, so he went and killed his wife, and then was like, oh shit, I just killed my wife and then killed himself.
He should have just killed himself to begin with.
No, for being a horrible fucking person, fuck him.
Yeah.
I hope he's in hell fucking getting spit on, spit roasted by the devil. Wait, he might like
that. Wait, that kind of sounds fun.
Shut the fuck up!
is that supposed to sound bad? That's supposed to sound bad.
So my saying is, I'm skipping the games, I don't have the games. So hey babe, her dumbass, which I'm not friends with no more, I know y'all know, fuck that fucking retarded ass bitch.
When she listened to this podcast.
I don't give a fuck if that bitch listened to me peeing in the bathroom.
She would like that.
My dick is. I don't care.
She's like, are you frying chicken or pissing? Frying chicken.
No, fuck that bitch. So hey babe is an escort, we all know. And she's on a site called Skip the Games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm stitching on you, bitch. She's on Skip the Games. And on Skip the Games is like, you know, escorts and everything. And her pussy and her titties is all on there. We seen them. I was like, oh, that's what you be doing.
Her lopsided titties.
Yo, her...
Her two belly buttons.
Ah! That bitch is ugly. But anyways, yeah. And one time I was talking to her and I was like, girl, what's going on? And then always, you're hanging out with your other friends and not just me. I'm over the games. I'm done with the games. I'm done with the games, Freddie. I'm done with the games. So now I say I'm over the games, I'm done with the games, because she's kind of iconic for being alive still, honestly. But,
after that traumatic childhood of hers, damn.
After her being herself, after her being born, no, that bitch is literally a piece of fucking shit.
She's a devil.
She's a piece of shit.
That's a she-devil.
She's not even devil. She wore that, the costume for Halloween.
She thought she's something.
She wasn't doing anything. I'm sorry, I'm getting she's off fake. Topic.
excuse me. So, yeah, so I decided, I thought we would do, like, a new segment where we just talk shit in the beginning. So, okay. Freddie, tell me someone that, I guess you can say who the fuck it is. I don't give a shit. That's all you, mama. But, like, some type of person or just something that really pissed you off just to get your frustrations out.
It's my neighbors. I really hate my fucking neighbors. My fucking neighbors can swallow rocks, kick rocks, turn into a rock,
do they whatever got a rock
the fuck
face.
They want to. I don't give a fuck. I cannot stand my fucking neighbors.
Remember when you first moved in and they was trying to fuck your man?
No, hold up. Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all about these motherfuckers. So there's one named blah 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 and the other one named blah blah. Blah 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 is the twink, the bottom, that has a big ass gap between his teeth, right? Like, y'all, I'm talking about two teeth look like they're missing gap. It's huge. Nothing against bitches with gaps, but his shit is busted, right? And he's ugly, and his face is all ugly and shit, and he's skinny and whatever. He worked at Lowe's and got fired at Lowe's for not showing up. But the other one, blah, blah, he's this little tall alien, Roger the Alien.
Yeah, he looks like Roger the Alien.
Little tall, little ugly motherfucker, right? And he went to high school with our sisters or whatever, and they were like, yeah, he's retarded. I say that word, and I mean it in a disrespectful way. If I say retarded, I mean retarded as in, like, dumb. I'm digging a bigger hole for myself, aren't I?
Yeah.
It's whatever. I don't give a fuck. You listen to my shit, you know how I fucking talk. I don't give a fuck. So, she said he has, like, hamburger's disease or something.
And Asperger's.
Hamburgers, cheeseburger, same shit.
That's Freddie saying all this. I did not say any of that.
He has hamburgers or whatever. And I Asperger's. Was like, so I tried to understand. I was like, okay, he's on the spectrum. So maybe, you know, he's just... No, which there's nothing against somebody on the spectrum. I'm just saying, okay, now I understand why he acts the way he acts. Because he acts fucking weird. Tell me why I invite him over, because my husband and I, we host shit all the damn time. I invite him over because... they broke up. And I knew they broke up because that one car hasn't been there for a minute. I was like, So I went up on their Facebooks. It was like, single, single. I was like, funny, bitch. And they called the cops on Tanner before for parking the wrong way in the street.
And then they did that the other day. And yeah. I wanted to call the police on him, but
I was like, don't do it. Because I was like, bitch, I'm already dealing with these motherfuckers. But anyways, so... I text one of them, I'm like, come over, we're eating food, you know, you're single, you're probably lonely. He looked lonely, he looked sad as fuck.
He still looks lonely.
He looks a mess, what the fuck he looks like. He looks sick.
He probably is.
I mean, they are gay.
What's that supposed to mean?
Right.
Are you saying gay is a sickness?
Come on, get down with the
sickness.
Okay, stop so I can explain these ugly motherfuckers.
Your thing.
So they're ugly, so I hate them, and they're annoying. So he responds to my text saying, I don't understand why you guys always want me to come over and hang out. I don't know why you're so friendly. Da 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 da. You seem like you're friendly, but I don't know. I feel like if I come over there, you're going to want me to do sexual things or force me to do sexual things.
Ain't nobody want to fuck
you. I was like, whoa, screw.
Hold up.
Nigga, whoa.
Whoa.
Like, what the
stop
fuck?
Stop the bus.
Literally, I was like, sexual things? Nigga, don't ever your motherfucking life. So I was like, are you accusing me of trying to rape you? And he's like, take it as it is, or maybe I read it the wrong way, but I just don't want to hang out with you guys or be friends with y'all. Bitch, that's fine for me, nigga. I don't like people anyway. I was being friendly because my husband's a friendly little motherfucker. I don't gotta be nice, bitch, and I don't want to be nice. So, fuck you. I didn't like you in the first place because the bottom over there, the day we fucking move in, wanna bake my motherfucking husband some cookies. I was gone, right? So I come back, I'm on the phone with Tanner, right? I come back, you know, I'm like my new neighborhood. I'm like waving at people, like, hi. And then this motherfucker is wearing some skimpy ass shorts and a shirt with a bag of motherfucking cookies. And my husband is following him back to his house. And my husband got a smirk on his face. So I'm like, you know, and 2 is 4. And 4 plus 4 is 8.
It's like in those cartoons where, like, the fucking, the character has, like, a scent of, like, romance or something coming from him. And the skunk is, like, following him.
It. That's how it fucking spit. Yeah. I'm like, who the fuck is this faggot?
What the fuck trying to steal my
hand? It was a faggot because the shorts he was wearing, I was like, yeah, that's a little faggot. And then my husband back there, but my husband's a friendly-ass bitch. So I was like, okay, it makes sense. But I was going with Tanner. I was like, Tanner, hold on, like, I bet you remember that phone call. I was like, mad. I was like, hold on, I'm about to hop out this fucking car and shove these bitches who else stay over here because what the fuck? So I get out. So I asked Andrew, I said, who the fuck is that? Andrew was like, who? He was like, our neighbors. I was like, why the fuck he make you cookies? Why the fuck you smiling and you follow him over there? What the fuck is going on? You know, I'm going out, you know, I'm Puerto Rican. I don't give a fuck. I'm loud, bitch. What's up? What's popping, right? So he's like, babe, chill. And I was like, no, because that shit looked weird. And I'm on the phone with Tanner still, so I hang up on Tanner. So Tanner's like freaking out, like, nigga, are you okay? What's going on? Don't beat nobody's ass. And I'm like, I'm good. But I calmed down. I was like, you know what? There is friendly bitches.
Yeah, no, fuck them.
Fuck them. And then, hey, babe, I hate that bitch because I nothing but took care of her, helped her, fucking wanted to see good for her, wanted to see fucking better for her, and she didn't want to see that. So I had to cut ties. And I wanted to believe that she was sober. But when she came over here and told us, oh, I done that 2 weeks ago. I'm like, bitch, you're supposed to be fucking sober. Are you serious? Like, all these people are fighting for you, sticking up for you, making sure, you know, you're getting treatment, you're going to your therapy appointments. You know, like, we want you to stay fucking clean. When she comes over here, I don't do no edibles or nothing. I drink, yes. But if I do it, I don't do it around her. I don't do it in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
She smokes weed.
Which, that's not sober.
She thinks that it's okay. It's just weed. No, bitch, that's still a fucking drug. And people are like, you can't get addicted to weed. Yeah, you can. I think you can get addicted to the feeling. Yeah, like the feeling of being high free. And the bitch already has anxiety, so of course her heart's addicted to being, you know, not in
pain. And we have no problem with people that have drug addictions or do drugs or anything. But, bitch, I be smoking, you know.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't do marijuana anymore?
Who don't smoke weed?
Everybody do marijuana.
Literally.
Come on now. But, and you know what? And that's the thing. But if you're wanting to get sober, I will 100% support you. I will make sure you get to meet.
And you were.
And I was making sure she
was. But she wasn't.
She was taking the money that I was giving her for gas. And that's why she got into that fucking wreck, because that's karma. I give her money for gas to go to her fucking meetings. And where was she at? At the liquor store with that fucking crippled ass man. And she got in that fucking wreck. That is karma for fucking
me over. The guy that was racist?
Yes. That's fucking karma for fucking me over. So, bitch, if you're listening, fuck you. I don't hate you because I don't hate people. You piss me off. Because that's fucked up. She fucking used me that day, and ever since then, I've seen our friendship at a different level. She'll text me, ask me for shit all the time.
Only when she needs money.
And then I tell her, oh, I'm broke. I'm not broke, bitch. I'm eating a steak fucking dinner right now. But, and I'm not going to send you shit because of what you fucking proved to me. Right, and so she lied. Oh, my friend's done. Hold on, y'all. That's this dumb bitch. She thinks I'm so fucking dumb. She was like, hey. I was like, what? I was like, how you doing? She starts like that, like, to pretend like she worried about me. I'm like, come on, bitch. I know your game. What? She's like, I'm just, do you think I borrow $20? My friend's daughter got raped in Oklahoma, and we need to go pick her up, and she got robbed. And I was like, well, tell your friend to pay to go get her motherfucking kid.
And then she got hit by a train.
Yeah, and like, just the train. Like, the bitch got hit by the train, and then the train flew up in the air, and then she fell off the air. She fell on a trampoline, and then when she jumped off the trampoline, a snake bit her, and then the snake bit the doctor that tried to help her, so she couldn't get cured. And then she got fucking herpes from
the doctor.
Touching the doctor. And then the doctor slipped on a fucking piece of paper and stabbed himself. You know, it was too much. And I was like, bitch, I'm not fucking dumb. I was like, if you want weed money, just tell me what I mean. No, babe, it's really, And I was like, what the fuck? I was like,
start shaking.
Yeah, no, for real. Bitch, having, and then her ass was like, well, her friend, I was like, well, tell your friend to go get money. It's her daughter. The fuck? And she was like, well, her bank card is locked. Go to the fucking bank, withdraw cash. And she can't do that.
What?
How the fuck can't she do that?
That bitch don't got no bank. Her bank is her fucking mattress, and she got no fucking money.
Her bank is that Bluebird bank from Walmart, because the bitch ain't got no credit or no fucking house, probably. So she's using a prepaid-ass bank.
Oh, my God.
No, that pisses me the fuck off. So, fuck. Hey, babe. I literally... You know, I take that back. I can actually say I hate that bitch. Because she literally fucking used me. She literally... And then has the nerve to say, I'm your true best friend. You only talk to me whenever you want money. I used to call her all the time to check on her. No answer. Text me, I'm driving. Like, what the fuck, you stupid, silly bitch? Tanner, am I wrong for dropping her? I should have dropped her a long time ago.
I mean, I...
But I worry about her because I... The thing is
I... You grew up with her, you know?
I grew up with her. I became her friend because I used to bully her and then stop. I used to bully her and then they forced us. Don't do me, bitch. And then they forced us. But tell me who you hate, Tanner.
I fucking hate, dislike. There's old people who are think that they're entitled to just being assholes because they're old.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, those boomers that just, I work in retail or whatever, and they'll come into the store, okay. And they just think because they've reached this fucking achievement that they're old as fuck, that they deserve the fucking world, and we all should just respect them because they're old. And I respect my elders. I love my grandma. And I love old people. You know, there's a bunch of older ladies that, you know, they'd be flirting with me and be like, I just love your hair, baby. Can I have your hair? I'm like, bitch, yeah, I bet you wish you had my hair because look at your hair.
Oops.
Looking like a fucking, you know, one of those Play-Doh heads where you squeeze
and the hair comes out?
Yeah, bitch, looking like that.
You bitch,
looking
like that.
So, just like, I guess just in general, people who think they're entitled to, like, respect because, like, either because they have a really good job or because they're old or just, like, so you're gonna get my respect. What?
So you hate arrogant people.
Yes, like, arrogant people, it's just, like, so fucking annoying. Like, I don't know. But, yeah. And, like, just older people and, like, unvaccinated people.
Oh, my God. So, have you ever experienced, like, a arrogant old bitch that, like, assumed you needed to help them?
All the fucking time at work. All the time.
An example.
Especially women in, like, the electric scooters. Which, you know, I'm fine with helping people.
Why is it a bad sight, a woman driving? Every time I go to Walmart, I see a woman in an electric scooter.
It's always a fat bitch.
A fat bitch with the shit spilling off the sides. Or a bitch always running into something.
And what I love is, like, they'll be running around the electric scooters, and then they will get out of the electric scooters. That's like, they
to grab something?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm fine with helping. I love helping people. That's probably one of my favorite parts of my job is helping people. I love helping people. But it's those people that are like, hey, you,
you. Oh, fuck that.
Or just, like, yelling, like, hey. Or just, like, I don't see them because I'm working. And then they like, whistle at me. Or they're like, are you going to help me? I'm like, I would have helped you if you were more polite with me. And then, you know, we're having shortages and some stuff, like, supply outs. And that's something that we can't really... It's not like we have, like, a warehouse in the back or, like with pasta, we're having probably a supply out of pasta.
I noticed that.
Yeah, because there's, like, a shortage of, like, truck drivers and shortage of workers because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And people are acting like it's brand new. I'm like, we've had supply outs forever. And, you know, prices are going up and people are like, oh, Biden. I'm like... Bitch, prices went up no matter what. Like, people only realize that prices go up when it's a president they don't like, and I don't like Biden myself. But it's not like he presses a button and, like, it fixes everything. Oh, also, getting off topic. There was, this old man, also with old men. I fucking hate old men. Unless they got a lot of money in their bank account, then I'll, you know, do whatever, do my magic.
I do it like a show.
Do it like a show, B-Day. He came up to me. He was being nice. And he was like, oh, prices are going up. I was like,
okay.
Yeah, they usually go up. And he's like, well, yeah, I saw the baby carrots for a pound. I was like, yep, they're a dollar. He's like, yeah, they're a dollar. They used to be 49 cents. I was like, when the fuck were they 49 cents, you old motherfucker? Because maybe back when, like, fucking 20 years ago. But they
not even 20, like, back in the, you know, 40s and shit, when shit was 2 cents.
Yeah, back when he was a kid eating fucking potato soup and searching through the change to buy some fucking bread, like... These people think they're entitled. It's like...
Searching through the chain.
I had to live through the Trump presidency.
His mom would make the bread, not buy the bread.
Yeah, I had to live through the Trump presidency, but you don't see me going like, oh, hey, I lived through the Trump presidency as a gay man. Like, shut the fuck up, just because he went through the fucking Great Depression.
But you know what? I do admit that there is a lot of gay people that feel entitled, too.
Well, they shouldn't feel entitled.
No one should feel entitled.
No, why would anyone feel entitled to be a minority? Like, I don't want to be a minority.
Nobody wants to be a minority. Thank you. So why do black people make themselves like they are low life and need help when they don't?
Yeah, it seems like it's a stereotype that black people are like, oh.
Okay, but if it's a stereotype, why do they want to live by it? Like, I know black people that want to live by that stereotype.
Oh, no.
Like, it's black people who I want to live in the hood. Or there's black people I want to... be on food stamps and health insurance. Like, why would you want to live
okay, but there are more white people that are on food stamps.
I know, but why would you want to live in a stereotype? It's like folks who live in trailer homes. I've seen some really nice fucking trailer homes.
Yeah.
But why is it that all the trailer homes I go in, they're a fucking mess? Why would you want to live that stereotype? Put that shit in the trash, man. Bring that shit out to the curb. Pick that shit up. If the dog shits in the house... clean it up and put the dog outside. You know? You don't gotta be all this shit over cat shit and shit. You don't have to do that.
Right.
I hate.
Well, they could be going through something. They could be
like old people live in that stereotype of, oh, I'm old. I feel entitled. Old people are, I hate old women sometimes because them bitches be like staring at me, judging me. I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm cute.
Well,
because
back in the day, they would have called you the N-word and it'd be
and
fine.
And back in the day, they would have got stepped on. Because their husband was beating their ass, too, the same way he beat the slave's ass. So,
Oh, my God. but, yeah, that's our little rant. It got a little
Johnny,
too long.
Please don't hit me.
Stop!
Johnny, I'm sorry!
Stop! Okay. So, now we're going to talk about our New Year's resolutions.
Resolution.
2022.
Woo! I'm trying to sound. I hate those bitches on TikTok. We're like, just relax.
And it's really not fucking relaxing
at all. It's stupid, like, bitch, I'm looking at this face.
They're using a fucking microphone they got from fucking Goodwill. It's like a microphone from like 1990s.
Those big round ones.
Or the cheap ass headsets. Or no, the fucking cheap ass headphones. Or the Apple ones.
Apple headphones.
Just breathe.
They do that shit. And I'm like, I got my earphones in, you're tapping on the mic, bitch. You're hurting my ear.
There's some ASMR on YouTube that is really good. But TikTok, no, mom.
I like butt bang videos.
Mukbang, yes. Mukbang, butt
bangs. It's this black bitch with long nails. I'm getting off topic. I think I love her eating the crab legs and shit.
Oh my god. We need to have an episode where we're just talking about food. Because what's our favorite thing?
We love food.
But what's some of your resolutions?
So,
well, let's start. What do you think about resolutions?
I think they're, it's just a statement that folks make
at the beginning of the year,
trying to be seen.
Yeah.
Like, it's always usually, I get a gym membership, and I'll work out. Bitch, you still for fat, eating little Debbie snacks behind your desk, and shit. In your car, you stop at McDonald's on the way home, even though you're about to go home and cook dinner.
Literally.
Which is fine if y'all do that, just know, then quit saying, I'm going to lose weight this year.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm losing slowly, I'm going slowly, which, I'm a bigger frame built guy.
Like you're muscle, like so, you have muscles.
Yeah, like I'm a bigger, you know, broad, bigger guy. So like
that's
I don't
want to
be tiny, but I want to, you know.
You just want to like
I want to be
slim
healthy.
Down a little bit. You want to be healthy, yeah.
I don't want to snore at night. I want to be healthy. I want to, you know, be able to run. I want to be able, you know, just to, you know, keep up with my doggies. Beta, I can't keep up with his ass.
He's fucking crazy.
He's crazy. But you know, it's just, you know, but that's what I think. But my resolutions is honestly just be a better me. Be more mature.
Bitch, you sound like the whitest bitch on Facebook. I just want to be a better me, you know? And like, in secret, she has a fucking Trump flag and she's has a KKK. Her husband's a KKK member and
I mean, I have a tread on me gay flag.
Yeah, guys, they have a rainbow don't tread on me flag. Literally kill me.
Okay. But it's just be the more mature me. So I'm selling my car.
Yay!
And I'm gonna get,
a step down.
Yes, a mature way so I don't have that car payment. It's so I don't have a car payment and save up and pay cash for my dream car.
Okay.
Which is, I want me a Maserati. I'm getting me a fucking Maserati. I'm doing it myself.
Okay.
A 3 to 4 year thing, and I want to put $100,000 in cash.
Here you go.
That's what I want to do. So, and that's being mature.
That is very
mature.
Sure.
If I have that ability, then I'm going to fucking do it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that cuts down on insurance, you know, and I'll have some extra coins. You know, I could go get me a cheeseburger or something. On the way home, as I'm going home to cook some lasagna, you know? So I want to be like y'all.
Instead of going to McDonald's, you're going to go to Wendy's.
Wendy's. And get their
That's a deal.
Ice.
That's a deal. That's a steal.
It's kind of nasty. The burgers are always squished and shit, but, my nuggets are always cold, bitch! And then the drinks, ice!
Ice.
A little bit of fucking drink, done.
That's like Minnesota.
I asked one time, and this bitch said that's an upcharge for 30 cents.
What?
Yeah, I was like, because I don't want ice.
You just say light ice.
But I don't want no ice, period. It's gonna come cold up out of the fucking machine. I don't want your ice, bitch, because if I say small ice, bitch is still gonna put about half.
Apparently, in like European countries, they don't put that much ice. They don't put packet full of fucking ice.
Why do they do that for margin? So there's less liquid they're selling you. And especially at McDonald's, a dollar. McDonald's actually hands me a lot of drink and not a lot of ice for a dollar.
Yeah.
I love their dollar drinks. Ooh, the spicy McDonald's Sprite.
I've never had a McDonald's Sprite.
Oh, girl, it would kill you. No.
And that shit cure COVID?
It's... You drink it, you'll be like... No, I have Caesar shit. McDonald's fucking Sprite is spicy as fuck.
But why is that? We're getting off topic.
But, and then my other resolution is just, you know, be a better sibling, be a better friend, but for myself... Stop helping as much as I do.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, when someone says that they're going through something and they're having a hard time, stop being Captain Save-A-Ho. I literally want to for me, so... Because sometimes I do feel like, you know, most of my friends are around just because, you know, I help them out and that they feel like they have to be around.
Yeah.
You know, some folks say, I'm like a good person. Like, I'm...
Yeah.
I do things, you know, but I host function and everything, but... I'm going to calm down on that to see if those friends stick around. And I'm noticing some of those friends are going away. Because I'm not hosting stuff. when they're complaining to me that they're going through something, I'm not like, oh, here you go, pay me back, you know. I'm not doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's catching me, and I'm glad that I'm doing that because I'm seeing, you know, who is real, who is my ride or die, who's, you know, because I'm a ride or die ass friend.
Purr.
What's up, bitch?
Purr.
You know? But, yeah, so that's mine. Last year, mine's was just to learn something new. Just learn something new every month. Learn something, a new word, and use that word. Just, I love learning. I love learning new stuff, and I love history. Is my
problem. Love history too.
I love history, and I love nature. And this year we're going to Yellowstone, and I'm so fucking excited because they have a wolf fucking sanctuary there, and I love wolves.
I love wolves.
I just love nature, and I have a really big thing for sea animals. I love sea animals. So
that's why you had friends in the past that reminded you of sea animals.
Yeah, I had that whale ass bitch. I had, oh, hey, babe, kind of reminds me of a seal in the face. A manatee.
No, she's a sloth, mama.
Ah, sloths don't live in the water.
A slug. I don't know.
Slugs, I think, be in water.
Yeah, so, they be swimming.
Gary the snail.
Hey, there we go.
But my resolution again this year is learn more about animals and forests and just learn more.
Okay, park ranger.
The year before last, I spent like a whole month just learning about trees. So I know a lot about trees.
Okay, my botany. Favorite, what is it called? Botanism? I don't know.
Botany?
Botany, yeah.
Yes. I love dogwood trees. They're simple trees. They're the most basic kind of fucking tree. I mean, and they last forever. They're not too big. But my favorite... my favorite tree is a Japanese fucking maple. I want one so fucking
I love Japanese cherry blossoms.
They're like $3,000. Those are cute too. They're $3,000 for a Japanese maple usually, if you get them as a baby. But they're kind of hard to take care of here in Kansas, because you need the humidity and all that. So it's kind of hard, but they can survive here in our summers, but it's hard. But see, I'm a fucking nerd for trees. So, and then I want to learn more about sea animals and, you know, what they do. And, yeah, I'm a fucking nerd. I just love learning new things. Right. And if I attract, like, if I have an interest in something, I'm on it. Like, I go to sleep sometimes watching whale videos.
Okay.
I just love sea life. And, like, I really want to know what else is out there. I want there to be, you know, more research and everything going on. And just, you know, what else is fucking there?
There's a lot of the ocean we haven't even explored.
What, like, where is there? It's like these weird fish and, like, are mermaids real? Are they fucking fake? You know, shit like that, which I think they're real. I think that we actually were mermaids and then evolved. I think we
talked about those before.
But it's okay, I'm going to say it again. I don't think we had tails and stuff, but I think we adapted to live in wetter environments. Mm-hmm. And I honestly do believe that we had gills at one time.
Gills?
We have gills inside our daddy's balls. Kinda.
What?
Because we swim around. We're like fishy sperm cells.
Anyways.
So we start off as tadpoles, you know? So I don't know if, you know, it's questions, but I'm sorry I got off topic. I'm just very passionate about it. But yeah, those are mine. What are yours?
I guess mine are to better my mental health. I've been on, like, different medication and stuff. I want to get healthier. I would really like a new job, soon. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I want to get, like, financially stable. That'd be fun to not live paycheck to paycheck. I guess be more social. Because I can be, like, kind of, like, not social. Like,
you can be. You are non-social, friend. Don't fucking play.
Like, sometimes Freddie's the only person I talk to.
Everybody.
I do.
You literally fucking hate
everybody. I'm not, like, an asshole, though.
Act a fool, girl.
Are you, am I an asshole?
You're an asshole. You're I'm not an ass. Fucking kid sometimes. It's just because you, I don't want to read you on here.
No, read me, mama.
You just have anxiety and everything, and, like, you use your attitude and anger as a fence to put it between other people because you're scared to let folks in because so many people have done you wrong that you let them alive. Yeah. So that's what you do, and I get that because I did that for like a period of time, and then I caught myself. I was like, wait, I'm a weird ass bitch. I'm not calling you a weird ass bitch. I'm saying you have weird bitch tendencies because that's weird. But it's okay. It's anxiety. It's a mental illness. You're working on it, y'all. He's doing great. He's on medicine. talking to doctors. He's doing so fucking better. I'm so happy because his mental health is healing and he's doing great, and I'm proud of you about that.
Okay,
sorry for taking that over. But yeah, you are you're an asshole. Fine.
I know.
So why'd you ask me if you were one?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't try me, bitch.
And then I would like to have a boyfriend and, like, a stable relationship. No. I've been talking to a boy or whatever, but we know what happened last time I was talking to a boy, so...
I'm so sorry.
You're an asshole.
I'm so sorry. It's just funny to me because, like, I don't know, I want you to be a friend, but I don't want no one to hurt you, so I like when you're single on it. Like, you're not talking to nobody because I don't have to worry about somebody hurting you. Because, like, you're a very loving, caring person, and you let people... You let your guard down fast, and, like, you let folks in because, like, you're a very open, accepting person. But you're not at the same time.
But you just... I was about to say, didn't you just say I was a fucking cold-hearted bitch?
I guess it's guys you like. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Guys you like. You're very...
Well, yeah.
I know, but, like, you're, like, opening... It's like the last guy you talked to and that comment he made, and your ass was like, yeah, whatever, that's fine, but really it hurts you, but you're such a non-competitive person in a relationship. You're like, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Do whatever you want. I wish you...
Well, because I don't have enough, like... I don't have enough experience with relationships because, like I've talked on the podcast before, my first relationship was, like, a long-distance relationship, and...
Okay, that relationship was messy because you took him from his boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't do shit.
But you knew he had a boyfriend, and you still...
And so did he!
True!
It's his problem, not mine, and his boyfriend's a fucking cunt, so...
Did you ever think he would do to you what he did to his ex? Like, find a new boy.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess those are my resolutions, I guess. But yeah.
What were some last year you had?
I don't think I really had any. Okay. I hate resolutions because no one fucking finishes them. You know, fucking Kathy Collins on Facebook. My resolutions is to, is to lose 300 pounds.
Yeah, bitch, let's be realistic.
To stop eating KFC and, to be more, socially aware and to stop being homophobic and racist. And, I need to put down my,
my crack pipe.
You know, just like those bitches and then, you know, she's smoking crack the next day. Kind of like, hey, babes. but yeah,
Hey babes is math.
Ain't it all the fucking same, basically?
No.
Oh.
I forgot what Drake said. Crack is a speed. Wait, math is a speed, too. Yeah, you're right. Crack.
I can't fucking stand you. But yeah, any final thoughts?
No, just words? I hope everyone, you know, had a good ending to 21, and I hope that 22 is better and more... You're more successful.
Hopefully we get out of this panini, but the way that it's...
Oh, the pot roast ain't gonna end, I don't think. No. Because the oven ain't working right.
You know, people... I wish we had more, More
honest officials.
Yeah, honest officials, and I wish all the parties would work together like they're supposed to, like they did back in the day.
I wish we had more unity and not more trying to pin each other against each other and all this racial stuff and... Them getting us distracted on what's really the problem.
Yeah, we need to focus on getting this panini pressed and over with.
But the Panera isn't going to end.
Yeah, Panera Bread's going to close. So
I don't think this plate of food is going to ever end because it is a mutating disease.
Yeah,
or at least that's what we're told. We honestly don't know. It's been so many things brought up and left out. We really don't know what we're dealing with. And it's kind of fucked up because these are the people that we elected, you know, to be honest.
Well, I think our president, I think he put some false...
Which one? Because I heard him say President Kamala.
our President Biden, President-elect Biden.
Thank you for saying that. You clarified everything.
Shut the fuck up.
The one that we elected.
Yeah. I don't think he should have been like, oh, I'm going to cure this pandemic and shit. He shouldn't have said that because then he's putting this false hope. And, you know, people take things literally, you know, because some people are stupid. But, you know, for his plans to work, we have to have unity and we have to we have to fucking do, we all have to work together, and people, you know, spreading misinformation and, you know, telling people that they're, you know, oh, you're a dumbass for getting that vaccine, there's a chip in it, then don't get it. You don't have to get it.
If you don't want it, don't get it. Literally.
Don't want it, but if you're fucking sick, stay home. And I don't want to see you crying that, you know, when you get sick, you know, whatever. But yeah. But yeah, I hope you all have a great day. Hope you have a great year. And, I am sorry that we haven't really been releasing the episodes. It's just, like, I'm kind of lazy.
And we got some freaking recorded, and your dumbass doesn't edit them, bitch. Bitch, you really ain't shit. Because there's people always on fucking Snapchat and shit texting me, what are y'all releasing something new?
Well, I don't have time. I don't have time, so.
You shut the fuck up.
I don't have any time. I'm really busy. It's not like we're making money off this yet, so it's like,
I know, but still,
it's out of my free time. Someone,
we do this for fun. We do this because we love to run our mouths, honestly.
Yeah, so why not do a podcast?
Why not just do a podcast and talk about something? But yeah, I'm Freddie.
And I'm Tanner.
And we are gay besties. I forgot our fucking outro, bitch, because we haven't done this in a minute. But we love y'all. Have a blessed
have
rest
a blessed
day.
Peace. Allah. Praise be. The fruit
on the tree,
on the chimney. Anyways, bye guys. Bye. Ciao. Anyways.